In many ways, the Jets' 26-20 Week 9 victory over the New Orleans Saints was a microcosm of their season. Most pundits didn't think the green and white had much of a chance against Drew Brees and the 6-1 Saints team. But the Jets just went about their business and remained steadfast in their belief in each other. Responding after a butt kicking in Cincinnati, the Jets went into their bye with a 5-4 mark because of their resilience and a beautiful team win. The Jets scored 10 points off of 2 takeaways. Chris Ivory tormented his former team with 139 yards and a score on the ground, while kicker Nick Folk remained perfect with 4 field goals. For just the second time in his career, Geno Smith had no turnovers, and offensive coordinator Marty Mornhinweg continues to impress. Despite operating without Santonio Holmes and Kellen Winslow again, missing Jeff Cumberland, and then losing Jeremy Curley to an elbow injury, Greg Salas, Zach Sudfeld, and David Nelson, 3 players who weren't with the club on October 1st, led the Jets in receiving yards. Despite yielding 382 passing yards to Brees, the Jets sacked the future Hall of Famer twice. DeMario Davis collected his first interception of his career, while Antonio Cromartie got his first of the year, and they held the Saints to just 3 of 10 on third down. And when they were asked to make the lead stand up late in the fourth, they turned Brees away. And fittingly, Quinton Coples, who snuffed out a key fourth down play earlier, forced Brees into a final incompletion. With the win, the Jets finished what was deemed a brutal 5-game stretch with a 3-2 mark. They started it with a stunning Monday night road victory over the Falcons in Atlanta, took down the Patriots in overtime in Week 7 at the Met, and then outclassed the Saints to push their home mark to 4-1. This shapes up to be an interesting final 7 games for a team left for dead before the season kicked off.